As states and territories examine different ways to crack down on outlaw motorcycle gangs, an American agent who infiltrated the Hells Angels has no doubt about their organisational abilities. As an undercover agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, Jay Dobbins infiltrated the American Hells Angels for 2 years. In his book, No Angel, Jay Dobbins describes the gang as organised, violent and relentless. Jay Dobbins is speaking here with AM's Michael Edwards.
They are the masters of violence and intimidation. They've made their name on it. Their reputation is established in it. Their history and their credibility as being violent and unforgiving and relentless in their pursuit of, you know, their adversaries is well established, well documented. These guys, you know, they may not be university degree educated, but these guys are smart guys. They're clever, they're intelligent, they're street smart, they understand business. They understand economics. They understand the principles of supply and demand. And, man, they're businessmen, too.
How would you rate them in terms of organized crime in North America and, I guess, internationally?
Well, internationally, I think they're huge because they're so widespread. You know, Hell's Angels have members and charters in, I believe, 30 different countries, you know, probably 4,000 members. Their membership is growing. Their popularity is growing. I think there's a lot of people in the citizenry that don't really understand, you know, fully what these guys are about and what having them in your community and associating with them can mean. But, yeah, they are power players on the international scope or stage of organized crime, absolutely.
Many of the members of these clubs, though, say that they're just motorcycle enthusiasts and they just want to be left alone to ride their bikes.
Well, you know, that's a very convenient piece of the propaganda that they put out to the public, and they're very good at it. They got a very good propaganda machine. But their history, their reputation says anything but that. The way they've conducted their business for 60 years is not that of a club of fun-loving, rebellious motorcycle enthusiasts. It's a history, a well-documented and understood history of violence and crime.
You're aware that here in Sydney there's been a recent outbreak of violence between outlaw motorcycle gangs. What would you be saying to your counterparts in Australian law enforcement about the dangers of these types of conflicts?
It's a matter of one-upmanship. You know, an incident takes place, and then there's a retaliatory incident, and then there's a follow-up to that, and it's a non-ending chain reaction of violence, and even truces that are called, even agreements that are formed are violated, and because it's the individual. You know, the club as a whole can say, okay, we're going to be at peace, we're not going to be at war with these guys, but you can never contain the individual who says, no, you know what, I'm not buying off on that. I'm going to get my own payback.
Jay Dobbins, an agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, and the author of No Angel, speaking there with Michael Edwards.